Evan, thanks for joining us.
Hi, Karen.
So you talk about this overall trend around the country of many small liberal arts colleges across the nation shuttering their football programs in the 40s, 50s, and 60s, but now trying to revive football programs because it helps the colleges bring in money. Can you tell us more about what you discovered as you examined this trend?
It's a trend that is certainly reaching historic heights. This fall alone, I believe, 13 small colleges are starting or restarting their football programs, and that's an all-time high. And they're trying to generate revenue, where in the past their revenue model might have been based more on endowments. And since the recession, they're needing to essentially use increased enrollment as a revenue source. And what easier way to bring in 50, 60, 80, upward to 110 students than by creating a college football team. A secondary reason is a lot of these small liberal arts colleges over the last few decades have had an increasingly high number of females compared to males. So that ratio is getting out of whack a little bit, and a lot of colleges would like to see more males and bringing that ratio closer to 50-50. And again, a football team is all males. Even though you have to bring in Division III level a female team at the same time, that team is not going to be anywhere near as big as a football team.
And so one college restarting a football program is here in Arkansas, Hendricks College in Conway. What's the history of the football program there?
A rich history. In 1913, Hendricks defeated Ole Miss, now a major college SEC program. They beat them 8-6 in Conway. You know, in other years, they beat the University of Memphis by 40 or 50 points, a lot, what's now the University of Memphis. Then it was not called that. They played the University of Arkansas multiple times. They were beaten soundly a few times by the Razorbacks. At the same time, they tied the Razorbacks twice, 0-0. And in the mid-1920s, they played the Razorbacks at Kavanaugh Field in Little Rock. And they lost narrowly to the Razorbacks, but 6,000 people attended that game. Up to that point, the largest attended sporting event in Arkansas, many people thought.
So, Evan, by the 1950s, Hendricks football was having trouble hanging with other teams in its conference, the Arkansas Intercollegiate Conference. What happened?
Essentially, Karen, what happened was the other schools in Arkansas, particularly the state universities, began to allocate more money toward athletics. They began to fund scholarships. This provided an enticement for some of the better players in the area to play for these teams, as opposed to Hendricks. What this meant was not only would you have some better players on the other teams, but you'd have much more of the players. And when the teams would actually play together, you would have a situation where the Hendricks foes could substitute in mass, platoon style, kind of like Nolan Richardson's Razorbacks in the early 1990s, and just run Hendricks to the ground because Hendricks didn't have enough players to substitute that much. I spoke to Bill Wilson, who is now the federal judge of the U.S. District Court of the Eastern District of Arkansas, and he played for the Hendricks football team in 1959 and 1960, and here's what he had to say.
You know, they could put in fresh players. When you played both ways and in the fourth quarter, you looked up at a guy with a clean pair of pants on, fresh and pawing and ready to go. You just can't do as well when you're worn out.
In 1960, Hendricks' leadership decided to shutter its football program, not just because the team was performing poorly in some seasons on the field, but because of certain financial conditions.
So what do you think is the future of the Hendricks football program?
Well, Hendricks football will not be as popular as, obviously, the University of Arkansas football. It will not be as popular as UCA football across town in Conway. But that's not the point. That's not what the leaders are trying to do with their program. They're trying to find a niche. They're trying to find a way to market the team as, in a way, an alternative to bigger football. At this level, Division III, you can make an argument that these are legitimate student athletes insofar as a lot of their grade point averages and a lot of their ACT scores coming into college are just as high, if not higher, than the non-football player at Hendricks. For Hendricks, football is part of a larger $100 million campaign. President Ellis Arnold told me to expand the college. Of course, when you bring in more students through football, your enrollment will expand. Right now, Ellis Arnold, the coaches, the players I've spoken with, all seem extremely optimistic about this season, about the prospect of football beyond this season. Even if this season the team does struggle to get wins, I think they feel like they're building the foundation for something enduring. Here's what President Arnold had to tell me.
I hear a lot of positive things, a lot of positive energy from non-alums, just community leaders and others who can't wait to come to the football game. If there's anything that might be construed as a negative, is somebody might think that what we're going to end up doing is nothing more than just another version of high school football. Clearly, this is not major college football, but I think they will be impressed with the quality of what they see as time goes by.
At first, some people had reservations. Bill Wilson, who is a board member, was at first against bringing back football, he said. But as he kind of got deeper into the issue, he said three reasons really swayed him to change his mind. First, it was made clear that there would not be athletic scholarships at this level, so there would be more revenue coming in. Second, there has been a separate fundraising campaign among supporters of the program for football only. So there's another revenue stream, which is important because you're not going to be making a lot of money off ticket sales here. In fact, tickets are free for these football games. You're not going to be making a lot of money off merchandise sales. Finally, Bill Wilson said that he was very much on board with the gender equality issue as far as getting the ratio of male to female students closer to 50-50. And in May 2008, the board did vote on whether to bring football back or not. According to Bill Wilson, about all of the 40 members who voted, board members, voted yes, except for one. So a vast majority wanted to bring it back at that point.
All right. Well, Evan Demerell, thank you very much.
Thank you for having me.
Evan Demerell is a sports writer who lives in North Little Rock. His recent article on the revival of the Hendricks football program can be found in this past Sunday's edition of the Arkansas Democrat Gazette. Karen Trico Stewart, KUAR News.